This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. He's gloved up like the guys that carry the Stanley Cup trophy. Lord Stanley. That's nice. What Trevor is. He's in there typing, so I'm going to let him get done with what he's doing. You know, one thing that you just mentioned to me, Derek, tonight at the NFL draft, I made the funny comment that if the Arizona Cardinals get Isaiah Simmons at 8th, I'm going to go ahead and drink a lot. And then you're like, well, why wouldn't you anyway? It's the NFL draft. It's exactly. The first live sports, like you said, since
the conference tournament week.
Wow.
You had the one night when it was it Nebraska, Indiana?
I think so. Yeah.
When Hoiberg almost looked like he was going to die.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We thought maybe he had this.
Pretty serious, yeah.
But he didn't. Yeah, and you know, the other thing, excluding, you know, like
UFC horse racing.
This is like the first live event I've wanted to see. I know the Cardinals played on that Friday, right? Spring training.
Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals.
Adam Wainwright pitched really well that day, and then all of a sudden you're done. Would that be weird if that's the last time Adam Wainwright pitches for the Cardinals?
Oh, that'd be awful, man.
It'd be crazy. Of course, you'd go back to the playoff performance he had in the NLCS where he pitched really well, actually, that day. All right, it is time. We do it every year, but this is the Drive NFL Mock Draft. We are officially saying that Joe Burrow is going 1 to Cincinnati.
What?
Yeah. We just decided that
was my pick.
So I got on Bovada, by the way, and I made some. Are you ready, Trevor?
Yep.
And then we're going to go. So here's what I did. I only had $20 to work with. All right? So first of all, Joe Burrow, there's not any amount of money you can bet to win anything on Joe Burrow. Like, I threw down $400 and it said I would win nothing with him going first overall. So I'm like, well, I better not pick that. So I have Cleveland picking a defensive player first. If they do, I win $7. If Arizona takes defense, I win $8. If Chase Young goes second overall, I win 21 cents. If CD gets drafted under 12 and a half, then I get 74 cents. If Justin Herbert's the third quarterback taken, I get $1. And if Tua is the second quarterback taken, I get $2.38. Tonight, if everything went right, I could win $19.33.
Nice.
Which would push my Bovada account to 40 as I slowly climb back out.
Hey, man.
That's what I'm trying to
chip
do.
Chip away.
That's what I'm doing. I'm chipping away at this point. All right, so Joe Burrow to the Bengals, we all agree. That's what we're doing.
Let me just say real quick, he threw 60 touchdowns this past year.
That's incredible.
60.
So none of you guys have an issue with Cincinnati taking him. He's from Ohio. I mean, I think his girlfriend lives in Cincinnati. I even heard that.
Best season of a college quarterback ever.
Ever.
Better than Tebow, better than whoever.
In the national title game, he had 463 yards and 5 touchdowns against Clemson defense, I think was number 1 or number 2.
Incredible. I mean, his precision.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Yep, easy pick.
Easy pick. I totally
need
agree.
That little. I should have. This is my fault. I should have put that little draft noise in our hotkeys. The dun 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 dun.
I would like that because we're going to do this.
That's fine.
But you're right. That noise would have been cool.
The pick is in.
The pick is in for number 2, and it's Lante picking for the Washington Redskins. And I'm happy to announce that they are taking the stud athlete. This is a no-brainer pick for Washington. Ron Rivera loves defense. Jack Del Rio loves pass rushers. Chase Young from Ohio State. Do you understand that if Okuda would go 3 and Young 2 and Joe Burrow 1, Urban Meyer would account for the top 3 picks in the draft?
Wow.
That's how you win at a high level in college football. It's called recruiting. So with the number 2 pick overall in the Drive mock draft, the Redskins select Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State. On the clock now, the Detroit Lions and Trevor Valise.
That'd be a pretty cool thing you just mentioned if it came true.
It's incredible. I heard that. That's not me thinking that, by the way. That was me doing research by accidentally hearing that on a radio show.
And it will come true because with the 3rd pick, the Lions select Jeffrey Okuda,
okay.
Ohio State.
Okay.
6'1", 125.
How do you pass
125,
up?
205.
Light on his feet.
125 pounds.
The sheet I printed out lists their height, but it lists in like the most tiniest decimal.
Yeah.
You see that? So it says 6'1.1.25.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was his weight. He's
225 pounds.
125 might set a record.
Meanwhile, Isaiah Simmons weighs 625 pounds. That's all right. Awesome. All right, now on the clock with the fourth pick, the New York Giants.
New York Giants. And there was a prop bet, Big Ten versus LSU, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So two on the board for the Big Ten, and we're going to make it three with Tristan Wirfs.
Okay.
Iowa offensive tackle, 6'5", 320 pounds. He ran a 4.85 40.
That's not even fair.
At 320 pounds.
That's not fair.
He was the first ever freshman to start at tackle for Kirk Ferentz, and the Giants need help offensively with their line. They have Daniel Jones, first-round investment, Saquon Barkley, first-round investment, Evan Engram's first-round investment. Their two starting tackles last year gave up 97 combined pressures most in
Holy
the NFL.
Cow. Okay. Plus, you're going to be opening holes for Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon.
That's why I maybe thought you'd go Wills there. I think more of a better run blocker, but I don't know. I'm not exactly Mel Kiper.
It's hard to differentiate between the tackle. Like, they're all highly graded. And
most of the mocks I've seen, though, have Wirfs going right here, right, Tristan? So, yeah, Iowa losing a stud
or
right
Andrew
there.
Andrew Thomas.
That's true. Another guy that can block.
Yeah, but Andrew Thomas is only 120 pounds, according to the sheet, so...
You'd probably want
That's
a bigger
Thomas, right?
A bigger tackle. Yeah, exactly. All right, so
all right, Lon, back to you with the fifth pick and the Dolphins, who seem to have every other pick in this first round.
They do. They have a lot of picks. And I had an easy selection with Washington and taking Chase Young. I have another easy selection here, and it will be interesting to see tonight if the Dolphins try to move up, or if somebody like maybe San Diego tries to move up ahead of the Dolphins.
The Patriots have been floated.
Have they really? Who do they have to give? Well, they always have 500 picks. But this will be an easy one for the Miami Dolphins. If it all breaks like it is right now in the Drive mock draft with the fifth pick, the Miami Dolphins will take quarterback Tua whatever from Alabama. He's, you know, he's the franchise quarterback. He's the, they call him the left-handed Drew Brees. So I think he's a guy that I think all eyes will be on him to see how well he does. And you're going to go to a system that has Josh Rosen, I guess, and not a lot of talent around him. So it's not like he's stepping into a perfect situation here, but I think it's a no-brainer.
Josh Rosen.
Ryan Fitzpatrick can probably buy you a year.
That's true.
If he wants to make sure he's fully healthy.
Wonder what his beard looks like right now after the COVID-19. Man. Worst beard, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Derek Burson.
I can't rag on Burson too much. Oh. He gave us the Underwood interview, man.
I know. You're right.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
We love you, DB.
I think DB likes it.
By the way, how... principle of the thing angry would you be if the Patriots traded with the Lions for the third pick, Matt Patricia being the former Patriot,
yes,
to get Tua?
And then he turns out to be a stud.
If you look at this, that's the team that works on paper with the Patriots, right? Is the Lions and a bunch of former Patriot guys being willing to trade with them.
Yeah. How do you, before we keep going here, what teams do you see in this first round? I see the Dolphins maybe trading up, the Lions trading down. I could see the Chargers trading up. I could definitely see the Panthers and Cardinals trading down,
yep,
getting out of the top 10. I'd be shocked if both those teams don't do that. I think if Isaiah Simmons is there for either the Panthers or Cardinals, they take him. Otherwise, I think both those teams trade down in this top 10.
Good call.
Jaguars ninth. I think they stay there. Probably Browns stay at 10.
The Vikings have two picks within two of each other.
Do they really?
Maybe they, I feel like usually when that's the case, maybe at least one of them gets moved somehow. I don't know.
The Bucs have been said to try to move up to get a tackle. One of those top-level tackles.
Hey,
why not? Tom Brady.
They're all in now.
If the Vikings want to trade me the 22nd and 25th for the 8th, if I'm Arizona, I'm like, you can have it.
Why would they do that? Top 10 pick for the 22nd and 28th?
Yeah, because you're getting two first-round picks.
I guess. I would just sit on the 8th.
No. I think Arizona's going to move out. All right. Dolphins take Tua. Trevor, you're up.
So that's their reward for having a terrible season is then picking 22nd, where they would have been if they had a wild card berth.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's how we trick ourselves into knowing we had a good year.
Here you go. Okay.
You're up.
I think this makes too much sense for a team that just lost Philip Rivers. I'll go Justin Herbert to the Chargers at 6.
Okay.
He's a West Coast guy. He was at Oregon, so he won't have to go that far.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm convinced that he's like plug and play franchise quarterback, but he's good.
Does he have some Derek Carr in him?
If you're just talking about a mediocre white quarterback, then yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about. With smaller
hands. I know
he's
got a huge arm.
Okay.
He's just kind of underwhelmed with his performances. Has not fared well against pressure.
Yeah. He can run, too. We saw that in the bowl game.
True.
He reminds me of Derek Carr.
Yeah.
A little bit. All right. So the Chargers in our mock draft take Justin Herbert. So three quarterbacks, Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, all off the board by the sixth pick. As a Cardinals fan, I love seeing that.
Yep.
Because they don't need a quarterback. So if all three want to go early, I'm in on that. So now, Derek, don't tick me off here.
I'm going to. Carolina Panthers taking do-it-all linebacker, probably playing linebacker in the league. He's played safety as well. Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. Unbelievable athlete.
Incredible.
Can cover tight ends, cover the slot, rush off the edge. 6'4", 238, runs a sub-4.4. Luke Kuechly just retired this offseason. Their defense needs help. They'll plug in Isaiah Simmons.
I feel like people don't talk about that enough. Luke Kuechly is probably the best linebacker in football, and he just out of nowhere retired at like 28.
We don't talk about it enough. Yeah, I mean, he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But good for Luke Kuechly.
Well, I'm not blaming him.
But you're right.
Derek's
Patrick
right.
Willis was another one that retired early.
Yep. The Matt Rhule era in Carolina is going to start with Isaiah. So Matt Rhule is going to start by ticking off me with the Arizona Cardinals, because that really stinks. I wanted Isaiah Simmons.
Are you trading down now?
If that happened, I would trade down. And we did make an announcement that next year for our mock draft, we are making trades available. And so
Just go ahead and trade. I don't care. Derek, do you care? We can't trade after this, but if he wants to.
Let's don't, because we're not prepared for it.
Okay, all right.
All right, so I'm going to stick with this pick, because actually there's another kid on here. There's three guys that I'd like to see Arizona get at 8. It'd be Isaiah Simmons, 1. If Okuda fell and they could put him on the other side of the field with Patrick Peterson, I'd be all right with that, with Buda Baker in the backfield and Byron Murphy, who they got last year. I would be fine with that secondary in Arizona. But there's also something they need help on, and that's on that defensive line. I know, Derek, you are wanting them to go like C.D. Lamb, who was a teammate of Kyler Murray. You're wanting to see that, to add to that offense. I think the offense is still going to score a lot. I think they need to help that defense. There's no doubt about it. They need to help that defense. They haven't had a good guy on that defensive line, and I'm talking about a defensive guy in the middle, not on the edge to rush, since Calais Campbell back in the day. So I'm taking Derek Brown, the defensive tackle from Auburn. I think he would be perfect for this Cardinals team. He would be somebody in the middle there to stuff the run, and I'll take him. I'd be happy as heck if Derek Brown's there.
Could you imagine if their wide receiving core was Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Hopkins, and CeeDee Lamb?
No.
I mean, that is absurd.
It's ridiculous. You don't even need a tight end.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
I would play like three tackles. Is that legal?
I mean, I think so, right? As long as you get the formation like balanced and stuff.
That's true.
And you declare yourself eligible.
I will say Pro Football Focus says Derek Brown is like Akeem Hicks.
Oh.
And I like Akeem Hicks quite a bit.
Whoa. Derek Brown's quick. I saw a couple highlights of him picking up fumbles that he had created and taking it to the house. You don't see a nose tackle. And he can play nose if he wants. I think that's a good call for Arizona right there. If they get Derek Brown, I'm in.
I don't know much about the Jaguars. I just know that half the team is wanting to be traded. The other half has been traded. So I'm going to assume they need a lot of different things. The question is, do I go with Wills or Thomas, the two tackles left on the board?
Yeah. And they might be losing their running back.
Fournette.
They might be trading him.
Let's see. Let's go to some toss-ups here. Thomas weighs 3 pounds heavier than Wills, but Wills is an inch taller than Thomas.
I think they're both good run blockers.
Well, then it's not going to matter if they lose Fournette. I'll go Wills, Jedrick Wills out of Alabama, because I'm just going to lean Alabama over Georgia.
Okay, that's fair. He could plug in on that right tackle for the Jags. I don't know enough about the Jags and know who their offensive line, so...
They lost an opportunity there to be relevant.
Yeah.
With Bortles sticking.
They have, is it 3 first round picks? Two.
Carolina?
The Jags.
Oh, the Jags, I mean. They have.
I guess they have two.
Two, yeah. 20th. I've got them at 20.
All right, well, I was going to take whoever you didn't as far as the tackles with Cleveland at pick 10. They did not do a good job of keeping Baker Mayfield clean, so I'll go Andrew Thomas from Georgia, 3-year starter there. Only gave up 1 sack in 2019.
Wow, he's a big guy, too. He's huge. All right, Andrew Thomas to the Browns.
Not
at 10.
Andrew Tay. Andrew
no.
Thomas.
10 seems like a good even number to take a break. So when we come back, we've got the Jets on the board. Who cares? Who cares about the... If you need to use the restroom, if you need to run and get more beer tonight, because you have a chance during the first round when there's so much time between picks.
Make a run to the P-wall.
It's right now. Yeah, right. Run to the P-wall. It's after the Browns select 10th because nobody cares about the Jets at 11. And then, of course, you got the Las Vegas Raiders at 12. So I've got the Jets. Trevor's got the Raiders. Derek's got the Niners. When we return, it is the Drive.
Remember this? Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481 or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at CUUnderConstruction.com and thecuservices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
Two Men and a Truck is the leader in all things moving. During this difficult time in our country, we're here to help you. As the movers who care, we're taking all necessary precautions to protect you, your belongings, and our employees daily. In Illinois, moving is an essential service to ensure shelter or the delivery of supplies, and we're open to help meet all of your home or business moving needs. For more information on how Two Men and a Truck is handling the coronavirus or to book a move, visit twomenchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, I didn't remember what they said. That was close.
Tell you about CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They have a simple way for you to keep your workplace healthy and clean for employees and visitors with Portico Knopp indoor and outdoor Berber mats.
Boom.
These mats reduce maintenance costs, are easier to clean, provide extra dirt absorption. I got to pause for that one.
I was going to say, I think we're going to like pause after dirt.
Dirt.
They provide extra dirt.
Provide extra dirt absorption. It can be used in wet and high traffic areas. Choose from two designs and three sizes that remind people to wash their hands. Check out CMI online at CMIclean.com.
All right, we are in the midst of the Drive NFL mock draft. Let's be honest. In this great country of ours, our mock draft is one of the final ones. We are like the championship game of the Big Ten tournament before selection.
That's right.
Sunday.
That's all eyes on us.
Billy Packer and Jim Nance should be on YouTube right now reacting. Remember Billy Packer?
I do. Made an appearance in The Last Dance talking Jordan for
that's right.
3 seconds.
I never really liked Billy Packer, but you heard his voice. Sometimes you hear an announcer's voice and you realize it's a big moment.
True.
Right? Like even Tim McCarver, who everybody hates except for me, when Tim McCarver, when you'd hear his voice, you knew it was the World Series, right? So it was kind of cool. Do you ever watch Brockmeyer?
I've seen some of it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Joe Buck was on the one last night, and it is funny. Joe Buck is fun. Joe Buck could care less what anybody says. I kind of like
Joe Buck.
I do, too.
I love Joe Buck.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
Do you really?
His call of the Cubs winning the World Series was like 1,000,000% better. And I love Pat Hughes, but his call was awesome.
That's cool to hear. I think Joe does a good job with that. He's a big-time announcer. All right, back to the mock. Here we go. We are sitting at number 11, and that's me with the New York Jets. When are the Jets and Giants going to each get their own stadium? Speaking of 2020.
I mean, is that really not modern to be in the same stadium?
It's weird.
I think it's weirder that it's not in the state of New York.
That is true. See, there's a couple things weird with this.
At least we're not going to have the Raiders playing on a baseball field anymore.
Amen.
Can they not afford a new stadium, or is there not room in New York or somewhere to build a stadium? I just don't get it why the Jets and Giants.
I guess it's a space issue.
Okay.
If they have to move to New Jersey even to get one stadium.
True.
I don't know.
It's just kind of weird in today's day and age that they don't each have their own stadium. All right, but needless to say, the Jets are picking 11th. A lot of tackles off the board. They need one. They lost Robbie Anderson at wide receiver. I really want to go with like CeeDee Lamb here, or what is it, Jerry Jeudy? Is that his name? I really want to go a wide receiver to give Sam Darnold somebody to throw to, but I'm going to go ahead and protect him, and I'm going to go with Mekhi Becton, the offensive tackle out of Louisville. He's got big size. He can block in that wide zone blocking scheme. That's what it says on my paper. So I think
you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, I think that's what he wants. He did get flagged though for a drug test at a combine. But if you're the Jets, you realize nobody even knows you're in existence, so you don't care. Mekhi Becton to the Jets at 11.
That's a really fair counterpoint, by the way, that it's irrelevant.
It really is.
By the way, we're going to need to take a break before the 21st pick.
Okay.
That's mine.
Oh.
I've got a phone-a-friend guest picker.
Oh, I didn't know if you had to go to the bathroom or something.
No, I wouldn't announce that on the air.
Oh, okay.
Just letting you know.
That's fair.
Okay, so that's Raiders for me, the Las Vegas Raiders.
I wonder if there's a Jets fan that listens to us. 359-2255. Even if you know a buddy that's a Jets fan, just shoot it in. We did that one time years ago for the San Jose Sharks, and a guy actually texted in and said, I'm a Sharks fan.
We'll send our condolences your way.
Okay, Raiders need flashy Vegas. Yeah. Try to get more of a high-octane offense. That translates to one of these wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. They will love it. If it falls to them right now and they've got any... I almost wouldn't want that if I'm the Raiders. I would almost rather somebody else take one of them. So it kind of, you know what I mean?
Your hand is then forced.
Yeah.
So that you're protected in case the one you pick sucks.
Right. Also, if you're the Bears with the quarterback situation, yeah. There's three of them and there's one ticking time bomb and the others are franchise quarterbacks and you pick the wrong one.
Correct.
And then you trade up to get it too instead of just waiting for him to fall to you.
You almost want, that's what I do in my fantasy draft. I almost hope that a certain guy goes so that I don't look like an idiot drafting him.
Well, I won't have much hesitation picking CeeDee Lamb 12
good call.
To the Raiders.
I like it. I was waiting again because the 49ers at 13 also could use a receiver.
Yeah.
Losing Emmanuel Sanders to the Saints in free agency. They have George Kittle. They have Debo Samuel. Still giving Garoppolo some help. The last receiver named Jerry was pretty good in San Francisco. Jerry Jeudy tabbed as the best route runner in this draft. Pair that with 4.45 speed and the 40. 24 touchdowns the last 2 years at Bama. Jerry Jeudy to the 49ers.
Okay.
All right, Lon, you're up next with the Buccaneers, who are now suddenly down from, I think it was 16-1 to 8-1 to win the Super Bowl.
That is crazy. And this is, honestly, I had two easy picks with the Redskins at 2 and the Dolphins at 5, and then with Derek Brown falling to me with the Cardinals at 8, and then nobody really caring about the Jets. It's been an easy draft thus far for me. It gets really hard right now because on my sheet, I had one of the tackles, Becton, Willis, or Thomas, not Willis, but Wills, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do they reach now for another offensive lineman like a Josh Jones, a kid out of Houston? Do they take that chance, or do they go ahead and just try to fill best case? They don't need a wide receiver. They don't need Henry Ruggs, correct? They don't need Justin Jefferson. And by the way, I asked you, is there always a Jefferson on LSU that's really good? So what do they do here, guys? I'm actually asking you this because I don't know. I think they go defense, and I think they go cornerback. So here's what I'll do. I assume they need one, but I don't know. But I think the best player available right now is what Tampa does, and that is C.J. Henderson, the cornerback from Florida. So I'll go C.J. Henderson staying in state to play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, when you're got all that offense, you might as well start propping up the D.
Sure. Sounds good to me. All right, so now it's what, me with the Broncos?
Broncos.
So you still got Ruggs and Jefferson out there. Did the Broncos need a wide receiver? I'm going to assume yes.
It's got to be somebody that's really ripped because they're all the Broncos receivers are ripped.
I kind of don't want to go receiver here, though.
No?
I'm going to go with... How in the world do you
the
say
one mock I'm looking
name?
At is they got receiver.
Well, I don't care. Are you going with Kalavon Chason?
You're taking the guy that I was going to take with the Cowboys.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Kalavon?
It's K
apostrophe Lavon.
I assume.
Sure.
Yep. That's who you're taking.
Yep.
You just stole that from me. That's not very fair because I don't know enough about
John Elway over here can do what he wants.
I'm the one that looks like John Elway.
All right.
I look like John Elway and Gary's, what's the actor?
Busey?
Gary Busey. That's what Trev.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy thinks I look like Gary Busey.
And apparently Luke Goody's dad or something.
Oh, really? And his dad?
Well, Goody.
Some people have said you resemble or he resembles you.
Oh, well, he can shoot like me. That's not true.
Number 16, the Atlanta Falcons. You need help on defense
all around.
We'll say at corner, going up against Michael Thomas and Mike Evans in the division.
Did I steal your pick with Henderson?
He was in consideration. Okay. But I'll go Kristen Fulton from LSU.
Okay.
Led college football, according to Pro Football Focus, with 20 forced incompletions. Very good press man-to-man. Wow. He'll be guarding Thomas and Evans soon in Atlanta.
Okay. I like it. All right, Lon, Cowboys. And you took my guy, because I was going to go with Clavon Chaisson.
Well, they don't need a wide receiver.
No, they do not. They need defense, and they need a linebacker. So I'm going to go to my next selection of linebacker, and that's the kid out of Oklahoma named Kenneth Murray. So with the 17th pick in the Drive mock draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Kenneth Murray, linebacker, Oklahoma. He is a kid that I know nothing about except that he's a linebacker. That is all I'm telling you.
All right, that's some solid draft analysis. We'll go to the Dolphins with the 18th pick.
Yep.
Dolphins need all the help they can get everywhere, so I'm going to take Henry Ruggs, who has fallen all the way to 18 for the Dolphins.
You're excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So right now, the Dolphins, then, in our selection, would have Ruggs, the wide receiver, and Tua. So they're starting to kind of form a game plan in Miami, and they still have another pick coming up 26, and I've got a steal at that spot if he's still there. Trevor, it's up to you with the Las Vegas Raiders. This is their...
Oh, this is Derek.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. I looked right at Derek and said Trevor. Who did the Raiders...
Take another break.
Who did the Raiders select first?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, that's right. Mm. So, who you got?
Man.
Gets hard right now.
It does get hard when you start stealing people's picks and stuff. This is how it actually happens for GMs. So.
How about a quarterback?
Yeah. I saw Mel Kiper projected Jordan Love from Utah State to the Raiders here.
This one's got Jacob Eason, 6'6 monster from Washington.
Huh. I also know the Raiders had one of the worst pass D's in the league, but some corners have just flown off the board now.
I know. You got A.J. Terrell from Clemson still available.
It seems like they're not completely sold on Derek Carr.
I agree.
Let's go Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
Boom, I like it. I like that.
Very interesting.
Okay, are we doing the 20th pick?
You go ahead and do the 20th, then we got to take another break.
Okay, so the 20th pick is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who did they take earlier? They haven't taken anybody.
No, they took Wills.
Oh, that's right.
The tackle from Alabama.
Well, I think now they try to help their defense. And you know what? I was going to have them take Trayvon Diggs, cornerback. But I'm going to go ahead and say, let's have some fun, dogs. Jeremy Chinn, safety, SIU, goes 20th to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who at one time had drafted Damon Jones, their first tight end they ever drafted in their history, a guy that played at SIU. Jeremy Chinn, the first wow moment of this mock draft from SIU, goes 20th to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Take a break, come back with a guest pick for the Eagles, the 21st. Who might that be?
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why is this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
Hey, at Honda BMW, they're offering 25% discount on repair through the end of April in an effort to keep their staff employed. They'll even come pick up your vehicle, perform all the repairs, and fully sanitize it. They'll use seat covers, floor mats, and gloves to help protect everybody's health and safety while they service your vehicle. You can visit Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash in Savoy. They're open. Call 356-0303 to check availability for their delivery service. That's 356-0303.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
With Prospect Bank's online banking and bill pay, you can take care of your day-to-day banking needs from the comfort of your own home. Check account balances, transfer money, and pay your bills with our easy-to-use digital platform. Online banking can be accessed through our website, bankprospect.com, or through our mobile banking app. We're behind you with the opportunities you need to stay safe and secure. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies to Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, boy. Some things never change. It is the drive with Tay and Piper. Long Tay, Derek Piper. Trevor Valise is here in the other room. And we are continuing the Drive NFL mock draft. In a shock, the Jacksonville Jaguars took a safety out of Southern Illinois University at number 20, Jeremy Chinn. It is now time for the 21st pick, and that belongs to Trevor, although Trevor is going to push this pick to a guest picker for the Philadelphia Eagles. How are you, guest picker?
I'm doing just fine, boys. I would assume you know who this is.
Derek Piper nailed it. I went Berkland. He went Harry Black. Derek wins. Harry Black, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Getting ready to make this game-changing pick for my bird.
Yeah, baby. What do you got? What do you see the Eagles doing at 21?
Well, it's my understanding that the top three receivers are off the board, the two out of Alabama and CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma. So the Eagles are going to go with Justin Jefferson out of LSU.
Boom.
The kid had over 400 yards in the last three games of the season. And I'm not talking about the last three regular season games. I'm talking about games against Clemson, Oklahoma, and Georgia.
Oh, my.
Also had 30 catches and 5 touchdowns. He did it against the best competition that there was. I'm going Justin Jefferson.
How is ESPN right now? They have got to be fired up more than any time since this COVID-19 thing started.
Oh, yeah, we finally actually have some stuff to talk about, having the Gronk news a couple days ago, and now the draft finally getting underway. It's really the first big sporting event, if you think about it,
yes,
that hasn't been really postponed or changed too much since this all went down. Now the question is, what in the world are we going to do after this?
We will figure it out, Harry, like we have this whole time, right? That's exactly what we'll do. Harry Black. I interrupted you. Hey, thank you for joining us, my friend. It's always fun to catch up.
It'll be fun. Always fun coming on, boys. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Harry Black. How cool is that? We go to the depths of Bristol, Connecticut to join a guest picker with Harry Black. By the way, Clint Johnson, Gibson City, he is an area Jets fan. Thank you, Justin, for sending that in. I don't think I've ever known a Jets fan in my life. Any of you guys ever known a Jets fan? I know
I
have
know Fireman Ed is a Jets fan.
Well, do you know him?
I don't know him.
Okay, yeah, so no. I mean, personally, no. All right, so the Eagles select Justin Jefferson, LSU. Derek, you were up with the Vikings. Didn't you have the Vikings? You got two Vikings
picks. I have two Vikings picks.
Okay, what are they doing here?
So I can sabotage that for
you. What I forgot to do.
There we go.
I knew something was off.
I know Harry's probably been hanging out with Mel Kiper, so I don't know how I'm as informed as him here. I am also taking a wide receiver, though.
Boom.
The Vikings traded Stephon Diggs to the Bills for this pick, actually.
Oh.
And they will replace him with T. Higgins from Clemson.
Got it.
27 career receiving touchdowns at Clemson, ties the most with some names you might recognize, DeAndre Hopkins and Sammy Watkins.
Oh, my.
Most there. 6'4", 215, big downfield threat. Will go well with Adam Thielen.
Okay.
Is Clemson like wide receiver U?
I know. It's incredible. All right, so it's up to me now with the 23rd pick, and it's the New England Patriots.
Where's the Imperial March music?
I know. And let's be obvious. Let's be honest. They're not going to pick 23rd. This thing's getting traded either up or down. But with the 23rd pick, I'm taking talent on the board, and that's defensive tickle? Defensive tickle. Tackle Javon Kinlaw, South Carolina. He's going to go to the Patriots and somehow be a Pro Bowler in year one. The tickle. Kinlaw to the Patriots.
Okay.
Saints.
Saints. I will also just go best available on the board, and I think that is safety Xavier McKinney out of Alabama.
Xavier McKinney.
He's no defensive tickle, but he gets the job done.
Man, that was good.
That was terrible.
All right, back to Derek with another Vikings
man.
Pick.
Man. You got a lot of pressure on you. You should have asked Trotter the other day.
Crap, I messed up.
You should have reached out to Trotter for a guest pick.
How much can Derek screw up the NFC North in the last three or four picks of his?
Yeah.
I like this.
Well, we're going corner now for the Vikings. They are no longer with, or Xavier Rhodes no longer with them. They can use a corner. We'll go Jalen Johnson from Utah. 65 passes thrown his way last year, only 29 completed. That's a pretty good ratio on a good defense at Utah.
Okay.
Jalen Johnson.
As if they needed another one, the Dolphins again on the board with Lon.
They've taken Tua.
Ruggs.
So two offensive guys. I honestly had them going running back here with DeAndre Swift out of Georgia. But I don't think they go all three offense because there's a kid sitting out there that we are very familiar with. He is from this state. And he went to Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And I think with the 26th pick, the Dolphins look at that and think he's fallen far enough. I'm taking A.J. Epinesa out of the University of Iowa with a 27th or 6th pick going to the Dolphins.
See, I could see the Patriots taking him and him just being
a
ridiculous monster.
I wanted to put him with the Dolphins, so I didn't put him with the Patriots.
All right, time for the Seahawks.
Man, if you can get Epinesa or Kinlaw that late, and then, like, these wide receivers that are still available, wow.
Yeah.
There's some talent at the bottom of this draft, bottom of the first
round.
The
Seahawks probably need help defensively as the Legion of Boom has basically just faded off entirely. But I'm actually going to go wide receiver again here.
Oh, wow.
Russell Wilson has made some really mediocre wide receivers look like better weapons in recent years.
And
that's no
Tom
offense
Brady.
To Tyler Lockett and former Illini Malik Turner and guys like that, but they're not wide receiver ones.
No.
Not saying this guy might necessarily be a wide receiver one, but Denzel Mims.
The Mimsy.
Baylor is going to the Seahawks at 27.
The old Mimster. Derek, it's the Ravens. Are you going quarterback?
No. Lamar Jackson, the cover of Madden this upcoming year. Do not need quarterback. We're going defense. Looking linebacker. Patrick Queen from LSU, inside linebacker. It's on the smaller side, only 6'1", 227.
Wow.
Very explosive and quick. The Ravens like to blitz.
Yep.
I imagine him being one they send through the middle between the gaps as he gets the quarterback.
Yes. Okay. I like it.
All right, Lon, back to you with the Titans, one of the surprises of the league.
This is a no-brainer. When you've got a guy like Derrick Henry to run the ball as many times as he's going to run the ball, you put guys in front of him that are absolute studs. Even though a guy like A.J. Terrell, I don't know how you say it, from Clemson, is still available. And also Cesar Ruiz, the offensive guard kind of center from Michigan, still available. But in the first round, you don't take a center or offensive guard unless they're really good. I'm going with Austin Jackson, offensive tackle from USC. I don't know if you guys have seen the story. Austin Jackson actually donated bone marrow to his sister to keep her alive. It's a really cool story for Austin Jackson. He's a guy that I'm going to watch and root for in this, and I think he would fit perfectly in Nashville for the Tennessee Titans at 29.
I was kind of hoping that he would fall to the Bears, to be completely
honest.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some mocks have him in the second.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not in this one.
All right, let's see how Derek and I can collectively screw this one up. Derek, you're up first with the Packers pick.
The idea between this pick, between, by the way, Derek and Trevor, is to absolutely sabotage a Green Bay Packers pick.
Well, we're bringing in Rodgers' heir apparent.
Ooh.
Oh, he's going the same as me. Go ahead, though.
By the way, 2005 draft was being aired today. Did you guys see that?
I did not.
With a young-looking Aaron Rodgers just sitting there waiting.
Yep.
And watching every team pass on Aaron Rodgers. Can you look up 2005, and I want to see who the Bears and the Cardinals...
Oh, I'm scared of that.
I know the Cardinals went with Antrell Roll, who actually was really good. But you could have had Aaron Rodgers, and they just got Kurt Warner, who led them to a Super Bowl. I don't know who the Bears would have drafted, but
we'll find out. The Cardinals got Antrell Roll. The Bears got Cedric Benson.
Oh, that's right.
I knew I should have been. Fearful there. Yep.
Other players taken above Rodgers include, I don't see another, well, Alex Smith went first overall.
Yeah.
By the way, Braylon Edwards at wide receiver.
Cedric Benson, they announced this. 4-year starter at Texas. He rushed almost 200 plus times, and one time was over 300. So I think he had over like 800 or 900 rushes in college before he even got to Chicago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Cadillac Williams in that draft.
Yeah.
The Bucs. He was good for a short stint.
Ronnie Brown went 2 overall, I think. Auburn running back.
He did to Miami.
Wow.
Now, Rodgers is going to get put on notice. We'll be driving off in the sunset with Danica here pretty soon. Packers were impressed with Brian Lewerke's performance in East Lansing. 3 interceptions against the Fighting Illini. Brian Lewerke to the Packers.
This is awesome. That
it's almost crazy how similarly Derek and I decided to sabotage this.
Oh, is that not exactly who you had?
That's not exactly who I had.
Oh,
but
this
my
is
initial
great.
Thought was, well, what do the Packers want to need is the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers. So I got on the board here, and I just kept scrolling. The worst quarterback available, UCF's Brandon Wimbush, who almost had more interceptions than touchdowns, is 6 foot even, does not have very good measurables.
That's a good name.
For some reason on the board here, the Packers are going to take Brandon Wimbush.
Wimbush.
Maybe they take both Wimbush and Lewerke at some point, and they have a competition to see who takes over for
Roger.
That
was well done. Well done, boys.
Lon, you're back on the board now with the 49ers again.
Well done. All right, the Niners don't need anybody, according to the thing I was reading. They simply said they don't need anybody. But I think they go with the best available here, and that's out of Clemson. A.J. Terrell or Terrell? I'm going to find out how you say his name.
I want to say Terrell.
I would assume Terrell because it's spelled like David Terrell back in the day. So,
opposite Richard Sherman?
Yeah, cornerback Clemson. So I think that's who the Niners take 31st. And with the 32nd pick overall, Brad Underwood sitting at home right now holding his breath, waiting for Trevor Valise to make the final pick in the Drive NFL Mock Draft with the 32nd pick. The Kansas City Chiefs select.
I'm conflicted here.
Ooh.
Brad said offensive tackle, and I agree with him that that's a need.
Yeah.
But then you also think about DeAndre Swift on the board as the best running back.
And for some reason, they feel like Damian Williams is not a guy they can hang their hat on. He likes to use 2 running backs. That's why he got shady last year.
Right, and Swift certainly fits that model.
I think you're going the right direction here.
I don't know, though. Brad Underwood seems smarter than I am, and he said go offensive line. So I'll follow his lead and take the best one left on the board. That's Josh Jones out of Houston.
Okay.
But I was close to picking Swift.
Okay.
So if you had bet yesterday or 2 days ago with Trev's ticket, no running backs taken, you'd be right in our mock draft.
That's true. That is weird. Do you take, like, the 6th best offensive tackle, or do you take the best running back if you're the Chiefs?
I don't know.
I don't either. We will see tonight. Okay, let's be honest here. At what pick does our draft go really bad? I think Burrow's one. I think Chase Young's two. I think
it could be number three.
Yeah, Okuda.
If there's no trades, I could see it lasting until maybe five or six or seven.
Okay, because Wirfs with the Giants, Tua, Dolphins, Herbert. I could see that too. Who'd the Panthers take?
Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Right after that, if the Cardinals say we're out of that eight spot, maybe it's the Bucs trading up to get their tackle.
Oh, that's true. I could see Arizona, though, if Derek Brown's there staying. I don't know if Derek Brown will be there. Mel Kiper's got him going third to Detroit. Who knows? All right, well done today, boys. Good stuff with Brad Underwood. Did we talk to anybody else?
Adam Miller on Zoom call.
Oh, that's right. And Matthew Gordon at the Mettler Center. Guys, we have actual sporting event to watch tonight. And it starts in 5 minutes.
An hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, I thought it started at 6.
No, 7.
Happy hour first.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm even happier.
My body is ready.
Let's all go to Brad Underwood. Let's go to his house right now.
I think you'd be breaking the 6 people or whatever.
Well, we'll sit out in the yard.
Okay.
And have a cold one with Brad. He can sit inside and just kind of tip it for us.
There you go.
Music's out. I got to go. Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.